In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Sunday of the Fathers of the first six ecumenical councils. And how would we sum up the whole content of all the six ecumenical councils if we were to use one word? What was all of these councils about? Jesus. It was all about the nature of Jesus Christ. The fact that He was God and man. The fact that He was born of a virgin. The fact that all things before He had with His Father. That He was present and participated in, along with the Trinity, with the rest of the Trinity and the creation, and all of the rest. All of the councils, especially those first six. The seventh was also related very much to Christ, but also mostly about the icons. We're about Jesus Christ. And this high priestly prayer that we read on this day and other days throughout the year is all about Christ, about His relation to His Father. Now, in this reading, we hear about the relation of Jesus Christ to His Father. He's very clear about this. All things that are mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Everything that He does, the Father does with Him. He says that, I have kept those thou hast given me, when He refers to the disciples and the apostles. The Father gave Him those to train, to teach, to help. And the Lord completely agreed with His Father's will. In all things, He and His Father were one. In essence and in action. Also in this reading is our Lord's definition of eternal life. There's actually two places where He defines it, if you listen closely. Of course, one, He says, this is life eternal, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Then He goes on to describe, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the end, before the beginning of the world. He goes on to describe the dual ministry of He and His Father and the Holy Spirit. How they work together as one. After defining eternal life as knowing Jesus Christ and, or knowing that God the Father and Jesus Christ, who was sent by the Father, defining eternal life to be this, then describing the life of the Godhead. Jesus Christ being perfectly obedient to His Father in all things, His Father with Him in all things, present with Him in all things, completely in agreement, completely in unity with one another. Then He prays for His disciples. And He says, Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And He mentions the world and them. He's not going to pray for the world. He's praying for them. So there is the world here and His disciples there. There is a distance between them. They are not one. We are not one with the world. But the Lord says that He is one with us. And He is praying that we would be one with Him. Just moments ago, He had said what salvation is. To know Jesus Christ and to know God the Father. Then He prays that we may be one. And He describes beforehand, in the middle of that, before saying that we may be one, He describes the activity of God. And this is a complete definition of salvation. That we may be one. One with God. One in purpose. One in desire. One in priority. This is the purpose of our life to become one with God. And this is why the most pernicious sins are those that sunder this unity, where we are concerned with ourselves and not others. Let's be honest with ourselves. What are the hardest things that we have to deal with in our daily life? Dealing with others. When others are foolish, self-centered, when others don't do the things we want them to do, when they cut us off in traffic, when they are not kind to us at work, when things are unfair. But then again, we don't notice ourselves that we're doing some of these same things, so other people are just as angry at us as we are at them, because we're not one. To discover this unity is to discover God. Now, we can't be one with people in terms of, if people don't want to follow the gospel and we do, we obviously are at odds about that. But this unity that the Lord speaks of is deeper than that. That's just shallow unity. That's what people have symposiums about, where they get Jews and Muslims and supposed Christians together and they say, oh, we're one with one another. That's not unity. That's just a reason to have a big dinner. Instead, unity is to be one with God, to have the same purpose as Jesus Christ. That is why we should study Jesus Christ carefully. You should all be reading the Gospels. If you're not reading the Gospels, then you are cheating yourselves. It's like not having food to not read the Gospels and not to learn of Christ. Because He showed us the way to unity, the way of perfect obedience, the way of uniting our will to God. There is no other way of life but through Christ. And Jesus Christ shows us the way of unity with Him. And if you see how Christ treated His Father, He was obedient to His Father in all things. He thought never of Himself. So we should treat our Father and be obedient to Him in all things and never think of ourselves. This is the key. You know, I've told you many times, if you can't stop sinning, at least be kind. You know why? Because when you are kind, you're not thinking of yourself. You're thinking of someone else. Now, there are many sins, of course, that affect others. One could argue on some level that all of them do. But many of our sins are more private. Perhaps we think we're the only ones who know of them. But if you can't stop sinning, at least be kind. It's the number one thing. Because then you're most like God when you're concerned about other people, not yourself. This is how we obtain this unity. To know God is to be one with Him. To be one with Him is to be like Him. And we have the example of Jesus Christ, and really the example of the Holy Spirit and God the Father too, because they are one, to show us how to live. This gospel is not only about exalted theological concepts about Christ. I've got them all written down here. Don't have time to talk about them. About His nature. About His being with the Father before all things. Many other things. It's a proof text for the things about Christ that you can hear in the Creed or in any of our services, especially in the canon last night, over and over. Talked about various heresies and how they were refuted by the fathers and how Jesus Christ is describing Him over and over again. This gospel is not just about theological truths. It's about how to live. Look at how Jesus Christ addressed His Father. If you want to be saved, then you address your Father in the same way. In submission, in mutual desire, in unanimity of thought, And all Jesus Christ cared about when he was on the earth was others. So, if you want to save yourself, think of others. Amen.